From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A false alarm warning of a ballistic missile headed for Hawaii sent people into a panic Saturday, with some abandoning cars on a highway and preparing to flee their homes until officials said the cell phone alert was a mistake. Oahu resident Donna McGarity called loved ones on the U.S. mainland when she thought the attack was real.
I've never had anything like this happen where It could be imminent. Within, you know, just a couple of minutes, we could all be dead. You know, we could all have been blown up at that point.
Later, Hawaii Emergency Management Agency Administrator Vern Miyagi apologized.
I deeply apologize for the trouble and heartbreak that we caused today. You know, we've spent the last few months trying to get ahead of this whole threat so that we could provide as much notification and preparation time to the public. Today was something that I regret, because I accept responsibility for this. This is my team. We made a mistake.
He said the error happened when someone hit the wrong button. Authorities will have to answer why it took nearly 40 minutes to correct the false alarm. Islanders have been jittery in recent months over the threat of nuclear-tipped missiles from North Korea. Authorities say the death toll from the mudslides rose to 19 Saturday in Montecito, a California coastal town. More than 2,000 people have been searching for survivors 5 days after a powerful storm swept up from the Pacific and dumped a deluge on mountain slopes above the coastal enclave. Five remain missing. Victims of the mudslides include a woman and her 89-year-old husband.